This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This one decision completely changed her finances.
I had a plan.
Okay.
So because I was able to understand where I was going, I was able to sit in where I am. So even though I was making $15 an hour and living with my mom, and from anybody that's around my age, they probably look at me and be like, ooh, that's not, you're not doing too well.
All right.
But I had to understand that I'm not staying here.
That's good. What is your base salary right now?
60 plus.
60 plus.
Mm-hmm.
This is within a year, you go from working from Audi's making $15 an hour to $60,000 plus a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you doing?
I do tech sales for a software company.
Are you serious?
And it just got recognized by Forbes as the number one asset management software company.
Whoa.
Now, before we hop into today's show, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Now, let's jump into the video.
So you worked at Aldi's, the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
How much were you making at Aldi's?
$15 an hour.
$15 an hour. Living in what area? DMV area?
DMV, yeah.
And I just got to ask this question. I don't mean to be rude, but how are you surviving off of $15 an hour?
So I live with my parents.
Okay.
My mom, she's a single mom. So she allowed me to stay with her during this time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How old were you around that time? I'm curious.
About 29. I've been
29 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, great. And so this is recently, because you're 30 right now.
Yes.
So, I just want to go deep, because I think there's a lot of people who are in your position right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing what they got to do to survive, right? And then they're living with family, they're living with parents. I'm curious, internally, making $15 an hour. And can we just pause? You're 30, I'm 38, so we're not too far apart, but like $15 an hour, 15 years ago, that was actually decent money. Like you could live off of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember growing up, minimum wage was $7. I got excited when I got $12 an hour. I was like, yo, I'm balling. But $15 an hour, you still got to live with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Internally, how were you dealing with this as a human being, as a sister? Like, what was going on inside your head?
Well, honestly, I had to stay prayed up.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is I understood that this was just a season.
Okay.
But it was only going to be a season if I had a plan.
Okay.
So because I was able to understand where I was going, I was able to sit in where I am. So even though I was making $15 an hour and living with my mom, and from anybody that's around my age, they probably look at me and be like, ooh, that's not, you're not doing too well.
All right.
But I had to understand that I'm not staying here.
That's good.
So once I understood that, I was able to be at peace with it.
All right, so let's talk about the plan, because I believe that my sister got married. When she got married, she was living with my mom and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But we always stress to Yvette, what's the strategy and what's the plan, right? And so Yvette eventually would have moved out, but she met a good man. And so she was like, well, why am I going to go do all this when this is my husband?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, stay home. What was your plan? So you're working this job, right? What was your plan to go from $15 an hour to into an actual career? I want to know, like, what sparked, where are you now, we should ask. So are you still making $15 an hour right now?
No.
You're not doing it right now?
No, not at all.
What is your base salary right now?
60 plus.
60 plus.
Mm-hmm.
This is within a year, you go from working from Audi's making $15 an hour to $60,000 plus a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you doing?
I do tech sales for a software company.
Are you serious?
And it just got recognized by Forbes as the number one asset management software company.
Whoa. You mean tell me all this? Come on now, Lex.
Yeah.
I thought we had a better relationship than this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The company you're working for has been voted as one of the number one in their particular field?
By Forbes.
Let's rewind. How you go from Audi's to working for this number one company? What sparked tech?
So if you look around you, mm-hmm. tech is everywhere.
It is.
It is the industry that would never end.
It is.
And I also understood that if I was going to go from $15 to making something mm-hmm. at least nice and decent and for me to move,
yeah.
I got to get in an industry that's going to do that for me. So I'm doing sales at Aldi's.
Okay.
Why not switch to tech sales?
Come on now.
You know? So it was just one of those things where it was like, don't go far from what you already know. You just kind of go upgrade to what you know at an advanced level, you know? So I decided to go into tech sales, which was crazy because I only had to put 15 applications in before I got that job.
Wait. Hold on. I'm right.
Yeah.
You had 15 applications in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When I was making $15.
Okay. 15 applications in, and you got the job.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the company again? I'm writing stuff down.
RefTab.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. And then were you scared about tech? Because, you know, can I keep it, keep it real? You family. You're part of the ICS community, and you're part of Union. Union is in the building.
You know it.
Union Church is in the building.
You know it, okay.
We as in Black people, when we hear that word tech, I know when I first heard the word tech, I was like, man, I ain't techie. Like, I felt like, man, I can't do that. I'm not good with, you know, my math skills was not amazing. I know how to do 1 + 1, 2. I could do 2 × 2, 4. You know what I'm saying? When we start asking me all them algebra questions and breaking down stuff, my mind starts getting a little weary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, when I hear tech, I hear that as well. Mm-hmm. Or I used to hear that. But I'm curious for you, what made you be like, you know, I'm gonna do tech? And were you a little nervous about getting into the field, honestly?
Well, I'll say this. Tech is so broad.
It is. Thank you for saying
it. It's so broad. And I think sometimes when we hear tech, we hear cybersecurity.
Mm.
And, you know, all those real tech jobs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Techie jobs.
And which are dope jobs.
Dope jobs.
Because we need cybersecurity.
We definitely need that.
And you can make a bag with that.
Okay, you can make a lot.
So we need those.
Right.
But that's not what you went into.
No.
Okay, keep going.
I went into tech sales because we're always selling a product. We have services to sell, right?
Yeah.
So the thing is, you have to look at what you already have.
Right.
What's your background?
That's good.
And what I did was I looked at, okay, I'm in sales. So I said sales and tech jobs in Google search.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought up all the tech jobs that has to do with sales.
Okay.
So I tell people, anytime you have a background or history in something,
mm-hmm.
put that history mm-hmm. and put in tech and put in a Google search. There's always a tech job for something.
Ooh.
For something. It doesn't have to be where you have to be in front of buttons or all that. All I do is literally, I do morally inbound sales, which is people come to me
mm-hmm.
when they're interested in our software.
Yeah, yeah.
And all I do is demonstrate the software for their business.
That's so good.
And I work from home.
And you work from home.
I work from home.
Talk to me about that, though. I mean, working from home, you got to do mm-hmm. 8 hours a day?
Yes.
Yo, real quick, you guys, are you looking to change your career here in the year 2023? If so, look no further than Bethel School of Technology, the only Christian online tech boot camp in the world. According to a recent report, Black people make up just about 4% of the U.S. technology workforce. But you see, at Bethel Tech, who I partner with for this year, they believe that all people, including us Black people, should have access to the lucrative and fulfilling opportunities in the tech industry. Now, with their 9-month program, you'll gain the essential skills you need to start a successful career in technology. And let's not forget the earning potential. You see, according to Indeed, the average salary of a software developer in the U.S. is around $103,000. Say what? You know, you can choose from programs like the cybersecurity and UI UX design and launch your tech career or even a tech business ignited with passion and purpose. So listen, we're going to skip the debt and we're going to invest into yourself for just 9 months that can change the next 9 years of your life. All you got to do is join Bethel Tech today to achieve your career aspirations. Visit anthonyoneal.com/Bethel or click the link in today's show notes today so you can register and start a new journey of your life. Now, you know what? Let's get back to the show because this is a good one today. Let's keep it a buck.
But
okay, talk.
It's not like I have to be at my computer the whole time.
Oh, see, you know, I like that.
Yeah. This is nice. Like, all I have to do, so we have a maximum of 3 demos a day.
Okay.
Right? So after those 3 demos, all we're doing is just customer service after that. We're just, you know.
You following with up
following with up with people, you okay. know. But for the most part, I don't have to be at my computer from 9 to 5.
Okay.
I can go, hey, I got to go run and get some Starbucks. So I got to go run and get something from Target.
Yeah.
It's understood.
How much time off you have?
So I have PTO,
okay.
15 PTO, but that's starting.
Okay.
Now, my company is a startup software company.
Okay.
It is a little bit of us. When I say a little,
yeah.
I don't want to say the number because I don't want to give out too much information, but it is a small group. And when I say small group, I am the only woman.
The only woman?
Only woman. And the only African American. That's
well, hold up. Rewind.
Yeah.
Rewind.
Yeah.
Without saying too much, is it predominantly white?
All white.
All white. And you're the only black.
Only black.
And the only woman.
And the only woman.
How you feel about that?
You know what? I love it. Because I was recently, and this is just a plug.
Yeah.
Jimmy Rollins.
Okay.
He has a book, Love Outside the Lines.
Yeah, yep.
And it talks about loving people outside of what you look like.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And so I never thought me would be working with people that don't look like me.
For real?
Never.
You never thought
that? Never thought that. I thought I would be connected to people that look, you know, different from me, but I never thought I would be working along with them.
Wow.
And so for that to happen, and I never felt like, oh, I'm the black one, you know? It's like, it's an amazing feeling because it's like you don't really hear that, you know, when somebody's working in a predominantly white firm or a company, you don't hear, I don't feel like the black one, you know? Like, they normally feel like the black one.
Yeah. Pastor Jimmy Rollins is a beast. He's from the DMV area, and him and his wife are now living in the Florida area. Have tremendous respect for them. We'll make sure to drop that book in today's show notes. What up, Pastor Jim? I agree with that statement, loving outside the lines. Because, you know, I would definitely say about 40% of my life, that's all I worked around. I didn't really work around anybody who looked like me.
Wow.
Yeah, so I would say up until about 25, CJ, when I left? When I leave Bethel. 27? Yeah. About 27, all black. Then God was like, up and leave, go to Nashville, Tennessee, which I call the white Atlanta. It's just the white Atlanta. It's just like everything's about country music and rednecks. And I thought rednecks was a racist word. Because in the black community, if we hear the word redneck, it's like, okay, that's a racist person. When that's not the case. And I'm extremely grateful that God pivoted me and made me go work around 99% white people because I needed that for myself.
Yeah.
I needed to know that not every person who is white is a racist white person.
Same.
And now there are some racist people. Let's just be real.
For sure.
But then I also learned that there are different cultures, right, that they're just not around us, so sometimes they just make some mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, and that's cool. But then also, watch this. Here's why I love the book. Those white people open up doors that unfortunately some of us black people can't open. And so because those doors were open for me, God knew, hey, for me to get you to where you are going to be, you need to get connected in this space. And so now I have friends on both the black and the white side. And it's like I see race. I hate it when I hear people say, I don't see race. No, you see I'm a black man. Mm-hmm. And I want you to see I'm a black man.
Right.
And you want me to see that you're a white man. But deeper than that, I want to know, are you a kingdom man or woman?
Exactly.
That's the most important part of me.
Exactly.
The race, acknowledge it. But what's deeper? Are you rooted in Jesus Christ? Do you have the heart of Jesus Christ? If you do, then we're going to love each other.
And you know, I want to say something to that. Connection doesn't have color.
Ooh, that's good right there.
Connection doesn't have color.
That is so good.
And I think if we look at people at a human being level, right, we will understand that we all the same in that way.
Absolutely.
Everybody has the same foundation.
Yeah, that's so good.
It's just what we do with that foundation that makes the difference in the world.
That's it. Some people get upset with me when I say this. But it's my show.
I love when you say that.
I get to say what I want to say for my show. I don't have a problem with white privilege.
Really?
I have a problem if the white person doesn't steward their privilege correctly.
That one.
That's why I have a problem.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, everyone knows I work with Dave Ramsey. He stewards his privilege correctly.
Yes.
He brought me in. He put me in places, put me in environments. He used his privilege and he opened doors for me that I could not open.
Yeah.
Because I'm black. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have black privileges.
Yes.
And I'm going to use those privileges for anyone who was connected to me. Mm-hmm. If we were talking about this beforehand, before the show. Like, I believe that is one of my gifts and my I'm going to say callings, but it's something I'm good at. If I see something that you need and I have the connection, mm-hmm. I'm going to connect you, whether you're black, white, or Hispanic. And so, man, y'all got to get that book. We're going to drop that book.
It's really good. It's a really, really good book.
Because today you are in the tech field. Mm-hmm. Let's rewind. So now you're making, you know, a great salaries, mm-hmm. a great income, working from home. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say this about you. I believe that God has you there. Because you are black.
I do.
And I think that you're going to be teaching them and exposing them to things that they need to be aware of when it comes to us in the culture. But then at the same time, they're going to teach you some things about them that we all need, that we can come back and teach our brothers and sisters and who look like us. Mm-hmm. And I just believe God is just bringing people together.
Yes.
You know, it's like whether you're black, white, Hispanic, he's like, hey, listen, I made you that way. Cool. Great. But y'all are my sons and daughters. Deeper than that. Let's impact the world and the kingdom.
Exactly.
But how did you, what did it take you? Did you have to, you couldn't have got a 4-year degree if you were 29 last year and you in this position.
No, I have one.
You have a degree?
Mm-hmm.
In what?
In business marketing.
A 4-year degree?
A 4-year degree.
Hold up. You have a 4-year degree.
In business marketing.
In business marketing. Mm-hmm. And you was making $15 an hour. I gotta ask this question. How much did you pay for that degree?
Ooh.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's just say the same amount that I'm getting paid. Yeah.
Are you still paying that off right now?
Mm-hmm. The degree did not give me the job. And I graduated in the pandemic, too. So that was a lot as well. Yeah. I was a mature student. I was the first to go to college to graduate. Yes. I'm the first to make this amount of money in my immediate family. Yeah.
You're making more money than your mom?
Listen, yeah. I'm the chain breaker in my family.
All this because of tech. And you didn't get a 4-year degree for it, though.
I just did 8 months.
8 months? Where at? Where'd you go?
So I went to Bethel Tech.
You went to Bethel Tech?
Mm-hmm. And thank you for that.
What you mean?
You were the reason why I went to Bethel Tech.
Oh, you've been, for real?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I mean, I know you. I didn't know that, though.
No, seriously.
For real?
I'm so serious.
Well, look at God.
I was in a place where I was building my faith, my relationship with God.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to build my career. And I know a lot of people get their career going.
Yeah.
And forget about God.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And so you were talking about Bethel Tech, which is a faith-based tech program, right?
Yeah.
And I said, this is perfect. I can learn how to build my faith and build my career.
And get the bag.
2-for-1.
Two? How much did you pay for that program?
About $12,000.
Mm-hmm. I knew that.
I might say, you know.
Yeah.
But well, you know, I got your discount, so, you know.
Yeah, you got a discount because you're family. 12K at Bethel,
mm-hmm.
an 8-month program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want y'all to follow where we're going here. Mm-hmm. Man, I wish I had my iPad where we can connect this thing up so I can see the people. because I want them to see this math. I really want them to see this math. Michelle, can you run upstairs and get my iPad out of my office, please, and make sure it's the one with the pen attached to it? Or it may be in my bag. That's right. It's in, not my bag, like I'm a woman. What in the world? It's in my backpack,
your
Michelle.
Satchel?
It's in my backpack. Thank you. Hopefully we can do it.
Okay.
I got the plug here. We're gonna show up. Because I want them to see this math. You spent $12,000 mm-hmm. Bethel Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Just to round it up, you spent about $65,000
mm-hmm.
for a 4-year degree.
Mm-hmm.
In business.
Yep, business marketing.
Marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You're making 60K. Mm-hmm. You're making 60K right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You spent 4 years, paid 65.
Exactly. You see where I'm going?
You spent 12K at Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on in. Is my pen attached to it? Thank you. Because I want them to see this map. Y'all going to see this map. CJ, how are we going to do this? I want them to see this. All right, put me up. There you go. All right, so you spent 65K
mm-hmm.
for four years.
Mm-hmm.
Then you went over to my friends over there at Bethel Tech.
Mm-hmm.
You spent right around 12K.
Yep.
12K, let's say Bethel. Not only did you get the education, practical education,
mm-hmm.
but you also got more of God.
Yes.
So you grew externally,
mm-hmm.
and you also grew internally.
Exactly.
Okay? All right. Everything to me is always about the ROI. What is your ROI on the income? Your 4 year was in business. You spent $65,000 for it. You just graduated, what, 2 years ago?
About 2020, so 3.
So you graduated when?
2020.
2020. You graduated 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Your ROI is zero.
Exactly.
You made no money.
None.
You have no degree. You was working at Audi's.
Yeah.
And Audi's didn't even give you what you was worth with your 4 year degree.
Okay.
Now, I'm not knocking 4 year degrees, but here's what I am saying. You spent $12,000,
mm-hmm.
right? And you landed a 60K plus job.
Yep.
Where is the ROI at?
It's on the Bethel Tech side. Almost 5.
Studies are showing nearly right now, currently in the year 2023, that nearly 70% of people live in paycheck to paycheck. When you dive deeper into the study reveals that out of that 70%, a large portion of those are people who make over 6 figures. These are people who are living paycheck to paycheck because of inflation, because of job loss. But a lot of people say, man, we have an income problem. And here's the truth. We don't really have an income problem. We have a lack of utilizing our gifts and skills problem. You have the skills, you have the talents that God put on inside of you. And I want to ask you this question, I want to be very honest. Are you utilizing them correctly? Or are you just going to work, getting that check, coming home, and not really utilizing your gifts and skills to build wealth, to pay off debt? Well, listen, I am hosting a 100% free masterclass here with the next few days. And I'm teaching people how to build a personal brand, how to use the gifts and the skills that God put on the inside of you and turn that into an extra $1,000 to $5,000 a month to go towards paying off debt, to go towards, you know, building an emergency fund, to go towards building a dream home. But I'm going to go even a step further. What if you can use the same principles I'm going to be teaching for free? You make an extra $1,000 to $5,000, but what happens if you could turn it into a 6-figure income or maybe a 7-figure income within the next couple of years? Well, if you are ready to take control of your money, if you're ready to utilize the gifts and the skills God has given you to build a legacy, to build wealth for yourself, can you meet me? I want you to go to anthonyoneal.com/save my seat. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/save my seat. Or you can click the link in today's show notes. It's 100% free. Come join me. Let me show you how we, my team and I, built a 7-figure brand and how we can put $1,000 in your pocket for the next 30 to 60 days. I'll see you soon. Bye. This is why I say, and again, for example, if you're going to be a doctor, mm-hmm. you need to go to a 4-year degree.
Exactly.
You need to go to a 4-year school, a 4-year university. But I think the problem that I'm seeing with people is they're not really educated. And I'm just going to be real. The problem with our people,
mm-hmm.
we're just not really educated on all the opportunities within inside of tech.
That's so true.
But we are definitely educated on, hey, go to school.
To college.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
We were like, hey, just go to school. What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what I want to do. Take your butt to school.
You know what's so funny about that?
Talk to me.
Most of the people that was my business professors didn't have businesses. And that's when I knew I was going to college for other people and I wasn't doing it for myself.
I'm gonna say it one more time. Because I don't think people just heard what you just said. People who were teaching you, the professors
mm-hmm.
in business school
mm-hmm.
never owned a business.
And that's crazy, right?
That is insane.
So you learning the same rate that I'm learning.
Ooh.
But you're not getting in debt. I am.
Ooh.
Telling you, it's crazy.
This is crucial. And this is why the ROI for me, everyone keeps saying, Anthony, like, you wrote the book called Debt Free Degree. I sure did. Mm-hmm. And inside your book, you're saying a four-year university is a good option. I sure did. Continue reading the book. I also say trade school, great option. Tech school, great option. Mm-hmm. Sometimes no school is a great option if you do not know what you want to do.
Exactly.
And I think one of my main things this year has been to really expose people mm-hmm. to the power of the tech industry. And I'm a good friend of the president at Bethel, Ryan. I love what Bethel is about. Mm-hmm. When we first partnered together, before I even said yes, before Ryan even said yes, we had a very transparent conversation. I said, hey, man, listen. He came up to me right when I transitioned from Ramsey, and I told him the truth. I said, hey, man, I'm transitioning because I really want to specifically help the Black community, right? Yes. I love all people. But I just feel as if my assignment is to really help the people who look like me, expose them to things that I've been exposed to, and just really help us get out of that living paycheck to paycheck trap and everything. And literally, without even hesitation, Ryan was like, hey, of course, you know, that mm-hmm. we love all people. But there is a heart here at Bethel Tech and within his heart to really help Black people get exposed to tech as well in an affordable way.
Yes.
And from there, we have not had any hiccups. There hasn't been anything. Bethel has really, 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 really been a backbone to the Neatness Network here. And we've sent, I don't know how many people we've sent to Bethel, but we've sent them hundreds of people.
Yeah.
I'm curious about your experience with Bethel. Like mm-hmm. Let's talk about the experience real quick, because you're winning. Probably within another year, you'll be at six figures in the tech industry, because from what I hear, once you get your feet in the door,
yes,
as long as you, you know, work hard, prove yourself, getting a raise or going to another company that can sometimes double your income mm-hmm. is easy once you get your feet into the door. Let's talk about the Bethel Tech experience. I haven't had anyone on my show. I have actually had some people on my show, but I'm curious. We haven't really talked about the whole process. From your personal opinion, mm-hmm. talk about the journey within Bethel Tech. Like, how was that process? Was it hard? Mm-hmm. Was it difficult at some times? If it was, mm-hmm. how was the staff there? Like, how was the teachers and the professors there?
So I would say Bethel Tech is one of those things where you put in what you get out.
Mm.
Right? So if you put in the work, mm-hmm. you'll get what you want
out of it.
And so I would say coming into Bethel Tech, I had to be open mm-hmm. to everything that Bethel Tech provided.
Yeah.
So you get a instructor, you get a success coach, you also, you know, get the person you work with when it comes to the finances and stuff like that.
Okay.
So everything you need was already there.
Okay.
And the people that you had to be in contact with is already there. So since I did UI UX, I had a design mentor.
Hold on, we'll write that down. UI mm-hmm. UX.
User interface, user experience.
Say that one more time for the people.
User interface, user experience.
So you did their UI UX program.
Correct.
Okay, all right.
So I wanted to do that because I have a design background. So
you know how to draw?
I don't know how to draw, but I know how to create.
You know how to create?
Yes.
Talk to us.
All right. So when I was in college and university,
yeah.
I did a lot of the flyers, the panels, and all pamphlets, all of those things,
yeah.
like for the university. And I worked at the university, so it was easy to do so for different departments.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I'm doing this, but I'm doing it at the very basic level, okay. right? So I wanted to understand how to develop a advanced website where I'm looking at user research and I'm looking at making wireframes and thinking about all the elements on each page and yeah. how naturally when you go to a website, you see a search bar at the top, right?
Yep.
That's because it's naturally, that's where your eyes is trained to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So you have to think about all that as a UI UXer, where for you that's just visiting the page, you're just like, oh yeah, search, da da da.
So good.
You know? So all of that is thought of. And I knew that that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to learn how to make the user-friendly websites and apps, right?
That is so good.
Because the user experience is very great. I'm a person that I love the user experience. I'm a restaurant type of person. I love to eat.
Yeah.
I love to just go to do something. I live in the DMV. There's always something to do.
Yeah.
But my experience is the thing that makes me either go back or I don't.
That is so mm-hmm. That is so, so, so true. You see, when I I remember when I was meeting with Ryan and really learning more about everything Bethel had to offer. I remember he said, yeah, we have a UI UX program. I was like, what the heck is that?
It sounds crazy.
You know, because it sounds techie. It sounds deep. But you know what I'm saying? User experience. Like, okay, now that makes me be like, okay. I'd be wondering, like, how come tech people just don't say that? You know,
make it simple, right?
Yeah, just make it simple.
Keep it simple.
User experience.
Kiss. Keep it stupid simple.
No, I just said that.
Right. Trust me. When I first went through it, I was like, okay, how do I explain this? That was probably one of the toughest parts.
For real?
To learn how to explain UI UX.
Yes. But yeah. The way you just broke it down, and I hate to say this. No, I ain't saying that because, yeah, you know, because I think people would take it like, wait, what you trying to say? No, I could say like this. Sometimes we have to look at how to word things for people to understand it better. I don't want to talk about, we got to talk down and talk dumb to us Black people because we're not dumb. Yeah, just talk in a way that we can understand it.
Yeah.
You know, because that UI UX, I'm like, wait, UI UX? What are we talking about? Umbrella inside? like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
You know, because that sounds, I mean, is it an umbrella inside the computer? Like, what are we doing here?
These tech terms, right? They can throw you off. Yeah. If you're not used to the terminology of tech and what industry, you would definitely get thrown off. And I always keep it in my mind as a Denzel Washington movie that says that, break it down to me like a 2-year-old, you know? And it's not saying that you're dumb. It's not saying that you are not able to register what I'm saying. It's just saying that if I'm talking to the masses, how do I get everybody to understand in the most simple way what I'm doing?
You know, I put it like this too. Dave Ramsey says all the time, and this is something that I actually learned from him. I thought it was so smart. He said, we have to make all, he says, Dave says, we got to make all of our content easy accessible. Mm-hmm. Think of a cookie jar. The little kid should be able to reach into the cookie jar. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad shouldn't have to come to the cookie jar, reach up to bring the cookie down. No, the young ones, when they want a snack, they should be able to reach into the cookie jar. And it doesn't mean that we're dumb. It just doesn't mean that, you know, we lack education. It just simply means that everyone should have access to understanding the knowledge.
Exactly.
Right? And I think sometimes some people miss that, but Bethel is not.
No.
You know, and they are being, I believe that they are one of the best organizations out there, probably the most affordable.
Yes.
In their bracket. And one of the reasons why I love going with them is I'm a huge fan of Bethel the Church, right? Special Bethel music. Oh, my Jesus.
You know, they do have some great
probably
music.
Probably TMI, but I'd be in the shower worshiping. I just love that. So it's like I know the heart of that organization, and I've gotten to know the heart of Ryan, the president over the company, and just what they're doing. And I just know that we need to see more Black people. And here's the truth. Not just Black people, but we need more Black sisters.
You know,
Can I just interrupt real quick about that? Yeah.
That's another reason why I decided to go in tech, right? Okay. Not only is it a male-dominating field, Black women are not in it. But we're the fastest growing in education.
Absolutely.
Right? But
not just in education, but fastest growing entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs, too. Exactly, right? Yeah. But the thing about tech, right, it gives you the leisure to still have that entrepreneur mindset, right? Depending on what industry you go into.
Yep.
Now, with me, again, I'm here. I took off today. I'm still getting paid.
Did you have to use PTO or because of the structure, you just go come do the same for a couple hours, go back home? And
now, I use PTO because I'm going to go celebrate after this. But
use my PTO.
But the thing is, I told and I work along with my co-founders every day.
That's so dope.
And I told them, I said, hey, this is happening. They said, okay. I was like, yeah, you know, I'll talk about the company. He's like, it's about you.
So they supported
you. They supported me. Now, how many people can say that from their job? That they can talk to their manager, tell them what they're doing personally, and it's not considered as a threat.
I mean,
or taken away from the time from work.
There's not too many people. We had a young lady on our show a couple of weeks ago. She was working for a particular company, I got to make sure I say this right so I don't have to edit anything out. She was working for a... Well, I can say it because she said it. She was working for a particular company.
Uh-huh.
And she has a side business of, like, helping minority people with resumes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she did an interview that went viral. The company told her she got to take it down. Like, she has to call the viral video, the people who she did the interview with, take it down. They said, because your name cannot be bigger than our name.
What?
And so she was on maternity leave. And so the company was like, hey, yeah, no. So she quit the job.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't want to work for a company that has is no conflict. And if I'm winning, and if people ask me who do I work for, and I say I work for you,
mm-hmm.
and it makes y'all
look
good.
It makes you look good, right.
Now you have this great asset on mm-hmm. your team who's showing up on time, getting the work done, doing mm-hmm. the thing. But they were like, no, we need to know anything and everything that you're doing. And I'm like, that's crazy.
That's a loss for them.
And they lost, and they had to cut her a check. She wouldn't tell us how much, but they settled outside of court
right.
because it was zero competition with the company.
And how much does support? Like, how much is support? Zero.
Yeah, zero.
Right?
Yeah, zero.
$0. So yeah. you decide to say, instead of giving support to one of the employees that's actually can put us on to other things, we'd rather just pay you out because you're too much of a threat.
Why not make her the employee of the month? Why not highlight her story? And let's bring to everyone, why not highlight someone who's winning outside of the company that looks good?
Mm-hmm.
For one, that's going to attract other people to apply for your company
mm-hmm.
because that means that, hey, if this person is doing good and they work for you all, this means they trust you all. That means they like the business. Let me come work for that company
exactly.
too.
Exactly. And just to kind of bring it back to Bethel Tech, that's one of the things in the career services that they taught.
Mm.
To always still be yourself,
that's so
even cool. when you're searching for jobs, to understand that you're interviewing them just as much as they're interviewing you. Just listen.
Bethel. Okay, Bethel.
You have to understand who you are, first
yeah,
of all,
yeah.
and then you got to understand where you want to place yourself.
And that's important.
Yeah.
Because how many people, what they say, code switch to get the job. And then when they get inside the job, they get comfortable. They become their true selves.
Mm-hmm.
And then now the bosses are like, whoa.
Who is this?
Who is it? You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And a lot of people get upset like, ah, they were tripping. No, 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 darling. No, 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 no. They were not tripping.
Mm-hmm.
You taught them something who you were not. So mm-hmm. you lied to them and made them believe that you are this individual
mm-hmm.
when you probably should have just told them up front. And if they would have said, no, we don't yeah. want that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Any company has the right to say, you know what? Hey, we just are not aligned. We're
yeah.
not a good fit.
Exactly.
You want a company that sees you for your authentic self
mm-hmm.
and be like, yo, we want that.
You know that? I call that you're meeting the representative.
Yes.
You're not meeting the person.
So,
honestly, that's one of the reasons why a lot of people are not where they want to be in life and they don't take the plan because they don't know who they are.
Mm.
They're too busy being a sister or a brother or a mom or a dad, they have all these titles, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they attach themselves to the one that serves them best.
Yeah.
But they don't attach themselves to who they are.
Yeah.
Right? And then let that be attached to the titles that they have.
Well, that's, oh, man.
So, you know?
That's so good. That's so good. So what's next for you? So, you're making great money now. Mm-hmm. What is next for you and your journey?
So, since my company is a startup company, I'm planning to stay there for a while.
Okay.
And grow in that company and grow the company
okay.
with them. But also, I have a personal brand side.
Yeah, personal brand.
Look and guess that. Who helped me out?
Oh, Lord.
Once
Jesus.
Again, Mr. Anthony O'Neill.
Lord
right?
Jesus.
So, I'm in your ICS,
mm-hmm.
Impactful Creative Society,
yeah.
as a moderator. And I'm working on my brand as well as... You probably can see I have a lot of hair, so yeah. that's one of the things that I always get stopped by.
It's all yours, gotta ask.
Oh, of course it is.
I mean, your face is like, did he just really ask me?
I'm just like, of course it is. No, but they do have wigs. They look just as good.
I'm sorry, that's why I just had to ask.
Yeah, yeah. But no, this is all mine. So I'm learning that there's natural gifts that you have,
yeah,
and then there's gifts that you're gonna learn.
Mm.
Right? And so I'm learning that this is my natural gift.
Okay.
Right? I get stopped for it all the time. I get asked about it all the time. So I said, okay, let's do something with that. So that's the personal brand. But the gifts that I'm naturally learning is in tech. So being that my company is a software company, I'm learning how to do software.
Yeah.
And that is something that a lot of people do not know, but it's the one thing that if you do it right the first time, it will make you money for the rest. Think about it. If you make a software one time and you sell it to all these companies, right? You just made it one time. All you have to do is update, do feature requests. You know, just keep, it's the same thing as just updating your phone, right?
You're talking fast.
I'm telling you. So it's like my whole goal in life is how to make the most money and be the most impactful. Because it's no point in making a lot of money if you're not impacting others with it. Because how many cars you gonna buy? How many houses you gonna buy? You know, like, how many of those things you gonna buy?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where when I go to heaven, I want God to be like, thank you for helping that person.
Yeah.
Because I told you to do that. I gave you this money. This money ain't mine's.
Yeah.
God gave me this.
So good.
So.
She's definitely a part of Impactful.
Yeah, for sure.
Impact Creator Society.
For sure.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I could tell from you, you're a learner.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no problem investing into yourself to learn.
Exactly.
You invested into Bethel Tech. You invested into Impact Creator Society. That's why you're winning today.
And that's why I'm here.
A year later, you weren't in this. I mean, a year earlier, you weren't in this situation, which only makes me excited about seeing you this time next year. You're not going to be in this situation. And your situation right now is not bad now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're making a great income. And I just believe that by this time next year, you're going to be making, you know, at least $150,000 to $200,000 just because you're learning, you're exposing yourself. And you guys, I think that's very, very important. If you take away anything from today's show is no matter where you are today, if you're willing to take the steps and invest into yourself, you will not be in the same place you're in today, 12 months from today.
Exactly.
This time last year, 29 years old, she was making $15 an hour living with her mom. Now she's making $60 plus a year, building a brand. She does photography on the side, teaching people how to do this natural hairstyle. Because I'm telling you right now, man, you know, men, we love that naturalness. You know, all that fake stuff, it's starting to be outdated, respectfully.
Sure.
Respectfully. But the fact that, you know, if you're willing to take the opportunity, I really, really, really want to encourage you to look into that. So we're going to drop all the Bethel Tech's information in today's show notes. She jumped in at $12,000. I do know it is a little bit more expensive right now.
Yeah,
not expensive. I hate that word. It's a little bit more of an investment.
Still less than a degree.
Yeah, it's the ROI is just insane. I'm just going to be honest with you. And that was one of my things, too, when I looked at Bethel. I was like, hey, are you affordable for my people? Because they're not going to spend $25,000, $30,000, $20,000 for a program that's 8 months long. And two, do you have access to funding? And so they're very, very affordable. They're right in between that $16,000 to $18,000 mark now. And they also have funding opportunities that you can take advantage of. It's 8 months long. And they have a heart to help you grow internally, which is spiritually. You all know me. You know, we are actually, even this year, our move is to have 5,000 people give their life to Christ. And so right now we're at about 700, I think.
That's good.
And so we're running and gunning. And so I'm excited about this partnership. So check out Bethel. Tell them Anthony O'Neill sent you. And like always, I say this all the time. Anyone who I recommend, if you have a bad experience, send me an email, anthony@anthonyoneill.com. That comes to me personally. We have not had one negative email about Bethel Tech in 2 years.
I don't think you will.
Not one. We've had some negative emails about some other partners, and I think they noticed that because I don't partner with some of them right now.
All right.
and so I feel confident in this organization because we meet monthly. We talk about some of the things that they're going through and experiencing and how we can partner together. And I just love the changes and the additions that they're making. And they just have a great leader over there, Ryan. So check them out, you guys. We'll drop all their information in today's show notes. I promise you, you'll love the experience. And by this time next year, There's no way in the world you're the same. Internally and externally.
Not at all.
And then we're going to drop Alexa's information in the show notes as well. Follow her journey, you guys. Her Instagram page is amazing. You'll see all of her hair shots and her hair pictures. Brother, she is single.
Yes.
The DMs are respectfully open. But you got to come at her correct, though. You know what I'm saying?
Period. Yeah.
She is family. She go to Union. And so...
And I'm part of ICS.
Yeah, and she's a part of ICS. So what?
Working.
If you come, you got to come with a job.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
And you know what? If you come, it'll be dope if you in tech as well. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both be making that bag. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to, this is what you could do if you want to. This is what you could do. You got to love the Lord, right? You got to have a job already. But let's say if you want your bag up, go to Bethel Tech, do the program. Say, hey, girl, I saw you on Anthony's show.
That part.
I'm going to Bethel because of you. Can I take you to dinner and get some advice?
That's a smooth one.
You know what I'm saying? She gonna be like, hey, yeah, I can do that. Yeah. What you going for? UI, UX? Experience.
Now you a mess.
You know what I'm saying? But yo, it'll be good, man. It'll be good. Yo, we'll drop everyone's information today in the show notes. And thank you all so much for rocking with this.
Thank you.
We got this thing down to 43 minutes. We're trying to get down to 30 for y'all.
We were trying.
We're gonna get it.
Good conversation sometimes lasts a little longer.
Hey, it does. Hey, y'all, we love you. See you in the next show. Peace out.
Thanks.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.